Felon serving life prison terms gets nearly 3 more years for Orange County jail escape. Santa Ana, California. The man prosecutors call the mastermind of a 2016 escape by 3 inmates from the Orange County Jail in Santa Ana was sentenced March 24 to 2 years and 8 months in prison for his conviction on felony counts of escaping custody and car theft. Hossein Nairi, 44, is already serving 2 consecutive terms of life in prison without the possibility of parole for his role in the sexual mutilation of a marijuana dispensary owner in a kidnapping extortion scheme. Nairi was convicted last week of the escape and car theft charges, but jurors acquitted him of kidnapping during a carjacking and other lesser-included offenses of simple kidnapping, carjacking, and false imprisonment. Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer last week defended taking Nairi to trial in the escape case, even though he's already serving 2 life without parole prison terms. Nairi was in custody awaiting trial in the kidnap extortion case when the jail escape occurred. "This was not a waste of government resources," Spitzer told reporters after the verdicts. Spitzer said that given recent changes in criminal justice law in the state, he fears lawmakers will scrap the term of life without parole. "I literally have no confidence that the convictions Nairi has already suffered will necessarily be upheld on appeal or the legislature will not change the laws and retroactively apply them to Nairi," Spitzer said. "So while this sentence does not add significant additional time to the time he's already serving, I want the parole board to be able to consider this additional case." He added, "Nairi needed to be convicted of that escape," Spitzer said. "He masterminded it. He was up in those plumbing tunnels for months. He was able to get tools to cut through rebar. Mr. Nairi, in my personal opinion, is one of America's most dangerous criminals. He is conniving, manipulative, and a mastermind. He knows how to get inside people's heads." Nairi has technically already served enough time in jail to cover the sentence he was given Friday for the escape case. Orange County Superior Court Judge Larry Yellen on Friday dismissed 4 pending jailhouse drug cases Nairi was facing. The defendant had asked to keep those cases pending so he could remain in the Orange County Jail while working on his appeals. Nairi's co-defendant in the escape, Bakhtin Duong, 50, was convicted in April 2021 and sentenced to 20 years in prison in July. Duong, who was in custody at the time of the escape in an attempted murder case, resolved that case as well when he was sentenced. Another co-defendant, Jonathan Tiu, 27, is awaiting trial in connection with the escape. Tiu was in custody in a murder case, but jurors in his trial deadlocked. A retrial was scheduled, but he was referred to juvenile court, where he was ultimately convicted of assault with a deadly weapon because a change in state law redefined liability in murders and Tiu was not considered a major participant in the gang-related killing. On day of escape, the trio escaped from Central Men's Jail on January 22, 2016. Authorities said that with the help of Lok Bang Nguyen, a longtime friend of Duong's, the 3 inmates were able to obtain the supplies they needed to escape. They sawed through obstacles, wriggled through an air vent in the dormitory-style housing, and worked their way through plumbing tunnels to the roof of the jail. They then rappelled down with makeshift ropes, and Nguyen picked them up and drove them to a contact of Duong's in Westminster. They called unlicensed cab driver Long Ma, who took them first to motels in Rosemead and later San Jose, where Duong and Nairi got into a fight. Duong decided to part ways and brought Ma back with him to Orange County and surrendered on January 29. The next day, Nairi and Tiu were arrested in San Francisco. Nguyen pleaded guilty in June 2017 for his role aiding the inmates in the escape and was sentenced to a year in jail, but he served his time in home confinement because he said he had a stroke on his sentencing date.